The problem, though, with diffusion-weighted imaging is that you've made your image very sensitive to this very small motion in the water, and we're talking about water that's moving 5 or 10 microns. The problem is that the human head cannot be fixed rigidly enough to stop motion confusing this measurement. So we have motion of the whole head, and what we're really interested in is the random motion of the diffusion of water inside the brain. And so one of the ways in which we can freeze that motion is to use echoplanar imaging. Just do the image very quickly, and we can freeze the motion, and the images come out undistorted. However, if you've got to take several minutes to obtain an image, which is required to get high-resolution diffusion-weighted imaging, you're going to have to deal with the problem of motion of the head. And so what I did was develop this way of measuring the head position in part of the imaging experiment and subtracting any motion on a shot-to-shot basis to correct for the motion of the head so that the measurement that you actually finally take truly reflects the random motion of water in the brain. And the extra signal that I used was called a navigator echo.